The local property tax is on a lot of people's minds. They are the revenue commissioners are out this morning saying that they are confident that their most of the issues with the LPT portal online has been resolved. There continues to be intermittent issues with it, but the system was still able to successfully process tens of thousands of returns over the course of yesterday. Property owners have until this coming Friday to value or revalue their properties, with some homeowners likely to see a modest jump in the local property tax due as a result. Homeowners are obliged to file updated figures based on evaluation of their properties on November 1st by November 7th. The new value will determine how much property tax people have to pay over the next 5 years. More than 50,000 people filed returns yesterday, and a similar number trying to do it today. The total number of returns filed is 864,000 people thus far. Again, anyone who's experiencing difficulties using the portal or filling in their returns can call the Revenue's LPT helpline on 01 738 3626. We have an email in from a listener, and we got into a debate on the programme yesterday, or sorry, last week when we were talking about this, about the property tax, what's it good for, people objecting to paying it and those sort of issues, what it goes to contribute to at a local level and all of those things. And this is an interesting one from a Killarney listener. So what do you think it is? Morning, jury. Let me share with you my thoughts on the property tax. My wife and I live in a house that we bought 40 years ago. It's an ordinary semi-detached house in a nice area, and we're very lucky to have it. But we're both approaching 80 now, and since we reached retirement age, we are living on our pensions. We have no other income. We are taxed based on the market value of our house, and this is entirely unfair because of because regardless of the value, the house doesn't add a penny to our pensions. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It is costing us money. I'm in good enough health, but I'm no longer able to do the routine maintenance that a 40-year-old building needs. For example, twice recently, I've had to pay a man to do some repairs to the roof. For another example, houses that at the time were plumbed using copper pipework, which is now subject to corrosion, and we've had several leaks. When I have to get a plumber for a day, I can tell you that puts a nice lump in my pension for that week. And that is my point. We, of course, are very fortunate to have a house when so many people are homeless. But financially, it is not an asset. It is a liability. We have neighbours aged in their 30s who are both in good jobs and have no shortage of money, and every good luck to them. But because our house is similar to theirs, we're expected to pay what they pay. And before somebody says it, for various reasons, downsizing is not an option in our case. And I'm sure very many people are in the same position. I don't object to the idea of a property tax, but this tax, in its present blunt form, is totally immoral and unjust because it takes no account of personal circumstances or ability to pay. I hereby challenge the Taoiseach or the Taoiseach or any government minister to come on your programme or on any programme and say that I am wrong. That comes in from Killarney listener. What do you think of that, listeners? A lot of issues there, a lot of things to unpack with regards to it, the age of the house. If you were to try and bring in a system, what sort of a system could you bring in to try and ameliorate that? Now, I know there are situations with regards to property tax. If you can show an inability to pay, you do get some help, I think. I'm open to correction on that. But anyway, if you have a view on it, that issue of it, and they're saying no to downsizing, they're saying they can't downsize, it's just not feasible at this stage of their life, particularly in their 80s. Would you want to, at that stage, that hour of your life, would you want to be moving into a new home in a different area, aside from the fact that there may not be something suitable close by to where you live, close to maybe, I don't know if these people have children or anything like that, or if that is part of the issue. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. With me in the line to talk about another aspect of this tax, something that he raised at the Killarney Municipal District Budget meeting yesterday is Fianna Fáil Councillor Niall Kelleher. Niall, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Lots of different aspects of the local property tax and the revaluation now for the 5 years. The bans have been changed. Property prices have gone up. There will be increases for people. But you talked about the, at the budgetary meeting of the MD, the revaluation of the property tax bans will mean at least €1 million extra for Kerry County Council. Is that right?
Yes, Gerry, that's what we were informed yesterday. This, the estimates coming from revenue via the Department of Local Government, which funds Kerry County Council in relation to the portion of property tax that goes to local authority, estimates that with the re-evaluation there will be an increase of over 970,000 to Kerry County Council. We were dealing specifically yesterday with our municipal district allocations, which would, we were being told that an extra 20,000 was going to each municipal district for our community support fund, which helps local groups, tidy towns, etc., community councils and everyone in relation to different projects and events that happen throughout the year in our own respective municipal districts. My point was that I believe that figure is probably going to be conservative. You know, in my role as a postmaster, I'm helping a lot of people fill up the forms for their LPT, and I'm just noticing that majority are probably going from one band to another. Some are staying the same because the bands have fluctuated, it's fair to say. Band A went from zero to 200,000 and it's now up to 240,000. But
yeah, that was to soften the blow by the government to widen those bands because they knew what was coming in terms of what people might be slipping from one band into another.
Yes, and it did widen the lowest band most. I would feel that the other bands are you know, I'm just finding that when we're dealing with people are going up a band. And I think that that figure is probably conservative from what the true figure is going to be. You know, and I believe the same happened the last time. I don't have the figures, Jerry, but I believe that the figure we were given at the start of the re-evaluation compared to the figure that finally arrived was slightly different, and it was more. And I just believe with the price of property, and look, we see it in Killarney directly in relation to the cost of property and the wider area. If you just look at daft.ie, you'll find very little property at the moment that is ready to move into and live that is under 240,000 euros. So yeah, that would put a lot of people in. We had 33% of people of properties below band are in band A. So I think that makes a very big difference, and I think that figure is conservative. And in my point in believing that figure to be conservative, when we deal with it on our budget, because if the majority, and whether we get this information from revenue or not, by the time we're having our full budget meeting, I would hope we'd be able to find out if that figure will have changed, because as you have quite rightly said, tens of thousands of people are filing their returns every day at the moment. And it would be good to be making a larger contribution to our local communities, because that is directly seen on the ground and sometimes seen more than what the local authority does in the area. Because look, you might do a road this year and you might do a different road next year, and that's coming, you know, from department funding, but it's also coming from own resources, and that own resources funding is coming from LPT in its largest basis. You know, we've two ways of raising income in the local authority. One is the income we collect from rates, which is and businesses, and the second is what money comes in from LPT. All of the rest is coming directly from central government via
central
taxation.
Government. Okay, you're saying at least 1 million. Would that bring it to maybe 14 and a half, maybe even 15 million collected, this year?
I think it'll exceed 15 million, yeah.
Right, okay. So you want the 1 million extra for the community support fund, just to demonstrate what it'll do for the fund.
Not the entire amount, because look, there is own resources for different projects that are going to be done, whether it's outdoor recreation or village enhancement or CLOR. So any of the own resources fundings are needed to match fund projects that are being done. And that is exceptionally important, because having that money means we're able to go to central government saying, look, we have match funding to do these community projects, which means we're able to leverage more money on a national basis. But I do believe that I would like to see more than the 20,000 euros that's being allocated, which is bringing us to about in the region of 100,000 in the Killarney Municipal District.
And look, with that in mind, Niall, as you're saying, has the government been falling down here over the last number of years? Not. And it's been recommended that the government should be doing an advertising campaign to explain what the tax does. how it fills in, what it pays for in your area? Because there's a widespread belief out there that it does nothing for people living outside of towns and villages, despite the fact those people would go into those towns and villages anyway. But my point on that if it went to the community support fund, you could demonstrate, and if a community group gets that money, they would be told, this is coming from the LPT, by the way.
Yeah, no, certainly, Jerry. And look, we as elected members often painstakingly, really, to the issue of being very repetitive, mention in chambers and when we're dealing with projects of how that it is coming from the LPT and any changes in LPT to be able to deliver these projects. And we're painstaking at saying that. But sometimes it is very repetitive. You know, it's very possible that there could be more information graphics effectively in relation. I know the local authority does diagrams that they send out to the ratepayers, but and that's available on the website. But it would be helpful to probably run a campaign to show that to people, because people want to see that their money is being spent. But look, I've got to go back to when LPT came in, Jerry. Motor tax was funding local authorities, and that was moved into a central government coffers effectively and replaced by LPT to fund local authorities. So, you know, this isn't the first time I've spoken to you about property tax and how it's come about and how the changes are going to affect people.
Yeah, okay. And now, final
and
point,
and to our email. Listeners,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, your listener's point, Jerry. I'm going to raise this internally among my own party and others. The deferral system is available, but everyone I speak to about the deferral, obviously in a percent of interest accrues, and nobody wants to be accruing that interest. And when you have, as you say, two pensioners in their 80s, I do believe that based on the deferral system, that there should be a re-evaluation of how that operates in the circumstances that we're dealing with, to allow people to get the deferral, but to allow the deferral on an interest-free basis for people who have income issues in that regard, i.e. pensioners.
Yeah, okay. Niall, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme. That's Fianna Fáil Councillor Niall Kelleher talking about the LPT, the increased money that will be collected by Kerry County Council, what he believes it should be used for. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 066 7123 666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. We want to hear from you on the programme. We're back. And just to mention, by the way, that Niall Kelleher, Niall, are you still on the line? No, he's gone. Just to mention, Niall is a postmaster again. He's always been a postmaster, but he's just opened a new post office in Dingle in Garvey's today. So yesterday, I should say. That's a new opening for Dingle and a new post office in Kerry, or transfer that post office to Garvey's. So well done to him. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the programme.